Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and this is episode 6. This is a great little episode. This is the movie I have not seen before, and I'm glad I'm finally checking it out. It is Temmie and the T-Rex. It is a great movie. I've been suggested it prior to this. People are like, you should check it out. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. Why not? And now I finally have. So I'm going to talk all about it. But before I get into it, I've got a promo clip for you. And it's the Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. Benny and the Nance. Ben and Nancy, they are the hosts of the Extreme Horror Replay. A married couple. And they've been doing it for quite a while. Enough that they were around when I first originally made the podcast. Crazy, man. That's a fair few years. Anyway, they've been kicking it for that long. And the podcast is Extreme Horror Replay. And if you haven't heard about it, here's the promo clip. And then afterwards, we'll get into the episode. So enjoy, y'all. And that is Italian for enjoy.
What's up, Goreheads? This is Ben and Nancy from the Extreme Horror Replay podcast.
We like to bicker, complain, needle, and criticize. And if we're lucky, we'll squeeze a horror movie review in there somewhere.
We've been married a long time, so we know how to argue. Check us out on all your favorite podcast platforms, and you decide who's right or wrong in the argument.
So the movie is Temmie and the T-Rex. It's from 1994, goes for 82 minutes. It was directed by Stuart Raffle. It has a rating on Internet Movie Database of 5.3 out of 10. It stars Denise Richards, Paul Walker, rest in peace, this is for you, Paul, and Sean Whalen. Not many other people. The kid who played Isaac from Children of the Corn. Not many other recognizable faces, for me at least. And you want to know what it's about? Here we go. An evil scientist implants the brain of a murdered high school student, Michael, into a Tyrannosaurus. He escapes and wreaks vengeance on his high school tormentors and reunites with his sweetheart, Temmie. Oh my god, that is so romantic. This movie is batshit crazy. It's so weird. I've never seen it before. It's actually the first time I've ever seen it. It is crazy. It was very enjoyable. But I'm not going to give everything away right now because I'm about to talk about the movie. So let's not waste any more time and I'll dive into the movie. It's Temmie and the T-Rex. Here we go. So the movie starts off, it's got a young Denise Richards. Oh my god. And she's a cheerleader. She's like practicing a little bit like that. We see Paul Walker. His name's Michael. He's on the football team. You assume it's her boyfriend because the way they act is like, if they're like cheating, they're not fucking hiding it at all. No way, no sir. And they go outside and then we realize, oh yeah, he's not the boyfriend. Because Billy, her actual boyfriend, he's a gang leader, completely not compatible, comes up and he's like, what are you doing with my girl? And he's like, I'm walking her home. He's like, that's my girl, bro. And then they end up having a fight and then they basically grab each other's dicks for a good couple minutes. The police try to break it up. Nothing happens. These are the only three police in the whole town. They try to hold dicks for so long. They finally let go. And it's like, yeah, these two are definitely at odds fighting over the same girl. It's very weird, but she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Break up with him. What the fuck? Like, you're not even hiding that you're with someone else. It's such a strange dynamic. You want to be with Michael. You two are a perfect couple. Why are you with this guy? Like, how did you even meet him? Why are you with him? It doesn't make any sense. You don't clearly want to be with him. Just end it off. Like, if you're that scared, you don't seem to give a shit about anything else you're doing about him. I don't know. Whatever. And then it cuts to the next scene. His name's Dr. Wackenstein or something like that. He's an evil genius. And he's basically buying an animatronic T-Rex because it's like it's powered to do all these things. It can like bite stuff. It's strong. It's got all these powers, but it's basically still a robot. But he wants to put a real brain in it so it can become a real person and be immortal. And he's got an offsider. Her name's Helga. She's very attractive, and they're both very evil and don't give a shit about anything else. But yeah, their plan is to just buy it off this guy who's an evil genius. So I think they're buying it, I'm not sure. But the evil genius who made it is Bobby. He's Isaac from Children of the Corn. There's some bodybuilder guy who's part of their little group. For some reason, I don't know why, it's very weird. It's like Body Melt. They just have bodybuilders for like security and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, why is this an early 90s thing where people just have weird bodybuilders? We don't have a role for you, but you can just stand there and just be like a henchman, I guess. I don't really get it. But anyway, they're going to do that. And they're all like, yeah, sweet, man. And then Tammy rings up Michael. She's all upset because of the fight. And she's like, I want you to come over. And he's like, yeah, I'm there now. She's like, wait, I didn't even finish the sentence yet. He's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm over there. And he's like, wait. Just come up the garage. Be careful. My parents are there. I don't want to start anything up. And it's like, yeah, whatever. I'm already there. Michael drives there, starts climbing up the ladders to get to a window. Two of Billy's gang members, these evil girls who are so like, yeah, we're going to do it for Billy, man. And they clearly like him, I guess, because it's like, go out with these girls. They're evil and shitty and they're still attractive. Go out with them. I don't get why you would Tammy. It makes no sense. They basically bring up Billy and tell him that Tammy's seeing Michael. He comes over with his whole gang, like tons of people, just breaks in, grabs him, and then he jumps out the window and then they grab him because he runs off. They chase him with the cars. They put him in the boot of the car and then they take him to like an animal enclosure sort of thing. And you think, oh, they're going to throw him over the fence at the zoo. But no, it's like a full drive-through experience or whatever it is. It was very easy to get in. They only broke through a fence. I'm like, a lion could get over that very easy. And it's all these things. It's like a panther, a lion, a leopard, all these jungle cats that are very terrifying that could rip the shit out of everyone or all together in this enclosure. They let him out. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to kill you, man. I'm just going to let you go. And he's like, thank you. He's like, what? He's like, thank you. And he's like, yeah, should we tell him? Nah, let him find out for himself. And then he starts walking off. And then there's a scene where you're like, whoever the fuck this was, if it wasn't Paul Walker directly, which I doubt, some stunt person is clearly getting attacked by a lion. It's very crazy. I assume it's not really attacking him, but it bloody looks like it. And the lion just like ravages him. And then the park warden comes up, shoots at the lion and all this sort of stuff. I don't think he gets killed or anything. It just shoots him to scare him away. They take him to hospital. And Michael's in a coma now. They all show up. His guardian, which is his uncle, is a drunk and he's just passed out on the side chair next to the bed. And Tammy and Byron. And Byron's like the good friend of the group sort of thing. There's pretty much the three of them. But he is such a stereotypical gay person in this where he just, did you have to dial it up so much? And they're so homophobic in this. It's so crazy. Everyone in the friend group is fine. The gang never say anything to him or anything like that. Like, he's very accepted in the friend group, but the police are just so rude to him, which is so weird since the sheriff is actually his dad. And you're just watching, what the hell? This did not age well. Like, the jokes were like, oh, better not bend over. And you're like, really? What the hell? Like, he's saying in front of the dad. I don't know. It's just really weird. But yeah, he comes in and they're basically like, oh no, this is no good. And then the evil doctor shows up, knows exactly where he is. He shows up. He's like, because the doctor needs a reliable brain for the T-Rex. And he's like, okay, how's this guy? Oh. And he gets his assistant Helga to like pull out one of the things. Oh no, beep. Oh, give him CPR. And she just starts hooking up with him. And then he's basically like, oh, nah, sorry, no heartbeat. Not much we can do about it. All right, we better take him to the morgue. And they just grab him. The two of them are passed out in shock. And the doctor and Helga just put him on the gurney in the hospital bed, wheel him outside, grab him. He wakes up because he's not actually dead or anything like that. He's not even in a coma by the look of it. Wakes up and they like stab him with a needle because the little Bobby guy's there as well. Doesn't pass out. Helga just punches him out. He's like, be careful. You can't keep punching him in the head. He's like, he can take a lot. The brain's very strong. They take him to the place. And then they basically just saw his brain open, take the brain out, put it in a little bowl. And then they touch certain things. They're like, watch, see, if you touch here, kicks the legs up, you touch here, watch this is my favorite. And then he gets a huge, massive boner and it just keeps going up and down. You're like, oh, we're going to remember that one for later. I'm like, with who? How are you going to remember that later? It's such a weird comment. The two of them are saying the most evil shit. And I get it. It's like an evil doctor and his assistant, but like, they're so sexual together and all, but yeah, they're just so evil. They don't give a shit about anyone. And they just keep saying cliche lines and jokes and all this. It's just really weird. It's just a really strange movie. I'm enjoying it though. It's like real sort of campy 90s, just strange movie. But yeah, they put the brain in the dinosaur. It starts working and then they wake up and then the dinosaur that now has Michael's brain in it is very angry considering. Like, you think like maybe you'd be a little confused or whatever else, but instantly starts to go for Bobby, the little guy from Children of the Corn, rips his head off, and then the bodybuilder's outside, stands clamps him down. The evil doctor and all that are somewhere else. They don't see this happen. But yeah, he escapes. There's a big party going on now. The whole gang's all there. Tammy's there. Everyone's there. The whole bloody town's there. And I don't know if it's a club or just a party, but whatever. Everyone's there. And then Michael, as the dinosaur, shows up. And he basically just starts ripping them all apart one by one because they're kind of like, oh, what the fuck? Who brought this ugly piece of shit? And then one of them starts pissing on him. He gets his guts cut out. Some of them like hide under a car. They get like stomped on. And then he gets Billy and rips his head off because no one believes it at first. And they're like, oh my God, it's real. And then the cops show up afterwards. They're like, it's a massacre here. What happened? And Byron's kind of be like, you're not going to believe me, but there was a dinosaur. There was an actual dinosaur here. He destroyed everything. It was crazy. And he's like, yeah, dinosaur. Okay, I believe that. Sure, a dinosaur did this. I was like, look at the fucking wounds. What else could have done this? It's crazy. He's like, it was 10 feet tall. It was as big as an elephant. And they're like, yeah, okay. I believe you, sort of, but it's pretty unbelievable, to be fair. You know, a dinosaur ripped everyone apart. Okay, what really happened? No one wants to talk about it. But it was really that. It was crazy, man. So after the party, Tammy's there or just leaves early. It's hard to tell. She's nowhere around when this massacre part happens. I guess it's conveniently so she doesn't know about this. The cops at that part, that's the most misogynist, racist part of the movie where you're just like, oh, this aged horribly. The two older cops are just horrible. The two older cops are meant to be funny, but they're not. It's, you watch it, you just, I don't mind dark humor where you're just kind of like, oh, that's a bit rough. But these guys are just, it seemed almost over the top. You're like, yeah, that's not even like subtle or like, I don't know. It was just annoying to watch. Yeah, we get it. Like, it's funny, whatever, but it's not. It was, these two are not cool. I wish they died. I don't know why they were like, oh, keep them to the end. I'm like, these aren't the lovable guys. They were literally two old lovable cops. I think that was like the character sort of vibe for them. And you're like, they're not cool. They should be killed. I don't get it. But anyway, Michael, who's the T-Rex, goes to Tammy's house, taps on the window or something. You don't really see a lot. The arm of the T-Rex does a lot considering T-Rexes have like tiny short arms and can't do shit. Every time it wants to hold something, it can stretch it out, reach through, hand something, all this stuff. It basically has go-go gadget arms, which can't be true, but maybe it's animatronic, so it is possible. I don't really know. I think it's just, they're not, oh, let's not worry about T-Rex arms and all this sort of stuff. Maybe they are long. They don't fucking look it. How did an arm that only extends 30 centimeters extend 3 meters or something? It's so weird. There's a point where he's like giving her a flower and he's so far away. It's like those arms would never reach. Even if you were like on top of the hay and right over her, it still wouldn't work. He's basically doing charades to try and tell her because he eats a flower at one point. She's like, Michael did that. It's like, yeah, yeah. And he taps her bracelet. He's like, Michael gave me this. He's like, yep, yep, we get it. And he's like acting it out. He's like, rain, rain. And she goes, oh, rain, yeah. He's like, no, no, brain. Oh, Michael's brain. And he's tapping in there. You have Michael's brain. Oh, baby. How you go? It's like, baby. It's like, you didn't even have him as a boyfriend before. You can't have two boyfriends at the same time. It doesn't work that way. But she basically starts kissing him. She loves him. She's like, oh my God, we're going to have to get your brain into something better. We've got to find some bodies. I know what we'll do. We'll wait for the funeral and we'll grab your body. So then it gets to the funeral and they're like, okay, cool. They're going to wait. The uncle does a speech. He's such a drunk. He's like, you know what? Who am I kidding? Everyone knows I'm a drunk. But Michael looked up to me. He made me feel good. He was the only good thing in my life. And you could see like Michael is the T-Rex watching from a distance. He's just crying. Everyone's kind of like, oh. And even the girls who caused him to die were at the funeral. Why are you here? You got him killed. You're the reason he's dead. It's so strange. It's like, oh, what, change of heart? Like, fuck off. You should be dead too. How did you survive? But anyway, they wait till the funeral's over and then they go open to the coffin. They're kind of like, Byron and Tammy are fighting over who will do it because Byron doesn't want to do it. It's like, it's your boyfriend. You do it. She opens it up and it's like, oh shit. His body is just all rotted. It's maggots everywhere. Oh, well, that decomposed pretty quick. And I feel like a body wouldn't decompose that quick unless it's been longer than we thought. But it's only been a few days. That body was so fucking old and rotted. So they have to go to the funeral home. We need some new bodies. Or they go to the morgue, I think, actually. And it's like, we need some more bodies. And it basically becomes like a sort of a montage because he's outside in the back of this truck. Oh, and they also had to fight off the evil doctor and Helga. They showed up at one point. They threw him in the grave. And then they ran off and they tied him up at some point. I didn't even see that happen, but they were tied up and they're in the back with him and he's watching, looking at them basically hold up dead bodies at the window like, huh, what about this one? It's like an Asian guy. He's like, what about this one? It's a girl. It's like, what about this one? It's too old. Nah. And then basically the cops show up. They're like, oh no, we've got to get out of here. So they run outside. They give up on finding the body for now. And there's a bit of a police chase. It's running through a whole bunch of fields. And then they stop at one point. Byron basically almost narrowly avoids getting hit by a car. Stands in front of his dad's police car. And he's like, no, dad. And the dad's like, no, I need to get through. Let me get to him. He's like, no, don't. He's my friend. And they're like, all right, arrest this boy. It's like, boy, he's your fucking son. What the fuck? Like, believe your son. Like, you already gave him the benefit of the doubt before. Why are you arresting him? It's weird character stuff. Gladly. And they throw him in the back of the car and all this sort of shit. You don't really see much else. I don't think he ends up going to jail. They probably let him go, like, straight away. But you can see after this that you only see it from the top because I feel like they can't do a lot of moving shots because this thing clearly can't move. It's not Jurassic Park or whatever. But anyway, Temmie's riding him away and they see the dinosaur finally, and the three cops are like, oh my god, they weren't lying. There's actually a dinosaur. What the fuck? And he goes, do we go after him? He's like, we can't go after them. How do we call for help for this? What would I say? I need some time to think about it. And then essentially Byron must have got let go straight away. The doctors and the police are basically tailing him same time, I guess. I might as well just team up at this point. And they're like, okay, where's he going? He's riding a bicycle. He goes to a barn and then they're there and it's Michael, as the T-Rex, is laying next to Temmie, and they're asleep and all this sort of stuff. It's like, are they just sleeping or do they just have sex? It was hard to tell because I don't remember a T-Rex having a dick, but maybe because he's like, oh, knock, knock, coming in, let me know if you're decent. She's like, a minute. And he's like, wait, what? I think she was just like waking up or whatever. But yeah, they wake up. Okay, I'm here. I've got food for you. I knew you used to hide here, so it makes sense that I'm here, whatever else. And then basically it was like, yeah, there's no one after me. Trust me, it's sweet. That's not true at all. The police show up. Instantly, everyone's there, and then they just start shooting the dinosaur. It gets shot, it gets killed, and then they're like, oh no. And then it cuts to the next scene, and Temmie's in a room. She's all happy, and she's like, oh my god, how are you feeling? And then you hear the voice of Michael, like Paul Walker, and he's like, oh girl, you want to do it? And she's like, you want me to put on a show for you? And he's like, yeah, because you think, oh, it's a point of view at this point. And then we see it, and it's fucking his brain again in this bowl with electricity and all that. With a camera somehow, that's his eyes now. He can see out the camera and the brain, and she's doing like this sexy ass striptease. Okay, this is amazing. Where are you going with this point? And then she basically strips down just to her undies and bra, and then that ends, and then that's the end of the movie, and she's just essentially looking for a nice body because she's looking out for crime alerts now. Because you're like, oh, I heard those hikers died recently. I reckon they might be a nice one. And that's pretty much where the movie's going now. She's just in her room with a brain. I assume her parents never go in the room because what the fuck? How would you explain that? There's a camera on the door connected to a brain and she's just doing strip teasers for it. And that's the end of the movie because she loves him so much. She's going to kill people or find dead bodies, somehow get a brain surgeon. Like, the evil doctor's not going to help her. I don't know who's doing the surgery. You can't just put a brain in an empty head. And it's like, oh, there we go. Perfect. We're done. But anyway, I know as much as it sounds like I'm ripping the movie apart because how stupid it is, but it's stupidly fun. Put it that way. I enjoyed it. It was interesting. But you want to hear a little bit more about it with numbers? Well, here we go. Let's do some ratings. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's four parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the four sections. Now let's find out the results. So for my reviews of Temmie and the T-Rex, part 1, I've got characters. I've given it a 2 out of 5 because only Temmie and Byron were the only characters that were decent. Michael was good and all that, but you don't really get to see him physically. Like, Paul Walker doesn't get much time in the actual movie, which is a bummer because I kind of miss seeing him and stuff. And yeah, it's a shame. So 2 out of 5 for part 1. Part 2 is the plot. I've given that a 3 out of 5 because it was silly, it was crazy, it was all over the place. It was silly and stupid, but it was enjoyable. I mean, like, as much as a plot about a brain going into a dinosaur and then attacking everyone can be, it was pretty good. So yeah, 3 out of 5. So part 3 for the quality, good effects, did it look good and all that. I've given it a 3 out of 5. when it wasn't moving or doing anything like that, it looked pretty good. Obviously, it must have been pretty hard to make that thing move around. So, yeah, it's always like a foot doing something or the mouth or whatever else. But, yeah, any shot where it was actually running away looked garbage. But, yeah, all the other stuff, like the actual kills and all that sort of stuff, pretty gory, pretty bloody. Some of them looked a little bit like, you know, the one where his guts fall out. He's basically just holding him. He drops him and then he's just got a red shirt. You're like, why would the shirt still be intact? Didn't make any sense. Yeah, pretty good, like, overall. So 3 out of 5. Then part 4, which is the vibe, I've given it a 3 out of 5 for that because I did come out of it feeling pretty good. But then there was a few things that didn't age very well. Like, and I'm not all PC and all that sort of stuff. It's not my bag. But yeah, some of the stuff those two older cops are saying, you're just like, Jesus. All the way they like portray the Byron character. You're like, does he have to be that over the top? When like, I feel like unless it was the character and he was cool with it or whatever else like that, I feel like they purposely made him like the comedy relief almost in this. It just seemed like a weird thing. Like, oh, this is funny. It's like, it's not that funny. You know what I mean? It's just how someone is. Like, what are you doing? But anyway, I'm not trying to get on a high horse or anything like that. Yeah, the rest of it was all right. You know, I'm not coming out. Oh, I can't wait to watch it again. I am glad I've finally seen it. I've been wanting to watch it for years now and just never got around to it. And then it's on all these streaming services now. I'm like, oh, this is a sign. Watch it. Come on, do something. And now I finally watched it. And that came to a total of 11 out of 20 was my rating for this week's movies. So that was the rating. So I don't have that much else to say about the movie because I've already said everything I was thinking about it. So that's the end of the episode, folks. That's all, folks. So thank you, Creepy Crapsters, for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Daddy Boy, and I'll catch you next week, you beautiful bastards. Bye.